Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Local news can come at you fast. Want the latest on what's happening in your backyard? Download the free Odyssey app. Follow your local news station, and you'll get alerts on the top stories making headlines in your city. You can stay in the know, no matter what you're up to, and be among the first to find out when news breaks. Plus, keep tabs on weather and traffic, so you're never caught off guard. To get started, download the Odyssey app. That's A-U-D-A-C-Y. And follow your local news station.
40-20 till 10, we are always appreciative of David Hammer's time, WWL-TV investigative reporter, and his efforts. And, boy, he's got a heck of a story to tell here. Morning, David. How you doing?
Hey, Tommy. How are you?
I'm all right, sir. Thanks for taking the time. Tell me about Nicholas Harrison, if you will.
Sure. Yeah, I just want to start, Tommy, by saying that I get a ton of messages from people wanting me to investigate their stories, and I appreciate every single one of them, and I want to review as many of them as I can. But it takes a lot of evidence to lay out a story that's really going to change things and make a difference. And this is one of those cases. I spent the last 5 months looking at the very detailed evidence that was gathered by NOPD when Nicholas Harrison was shot to death in the courtyard by Marriott on Julia Street on December 27, 2022. So this is a little over 2 years ago, and the NOPD had some issues with the evidence gathering that I laid out in this story, but they had enough evidence to show that Nicholas Harrison was shot in the head by a .40 caliber Glock pistol from at least an arm's length away, if not more. And that's because of the wound did not have the kind of markings on it or powder on it that would have been from a very close shot. But when the only other person in the room was his girlfriend, Cache Shelton, and when they arrested her, when they questioned her, she said that they were fighting over the gun, kind of tussling on the bed, and the gun went off. And she changed her story multiple times, and I was able to gather the interrogation video from NOPD through public records because the case was closed in mid-2023. And after reviewing the evidence, it just seemed like the case should have gone further, and DA Jason Williams' office refused to press charges in mid-2023. And so Nicholas Harrison's parents came to me and said, look at all of this evidence here, and I gathered even more than they had, and take a look at this. And when I saw the evidence, it pointed to, and I had a forensic scientist look at this and say, yeah, there was no gunshot residue on his hands, and it would be impossible for him to have shot the gun that killed him with his own hands if he didn't have gunshot residue on them. The NOPD let the woman, Cache Shelton, wash her hands while she was waiting to be tested for gunshot residue herself. And so that test was no good. And they had all of this evidence that could have been brought to a grand jury. And Nicholas Harrison's parents just don't understand, and his family don't understand why this case didn't go further. And when I went to Jason Williams in December and said, listen, I've got all this evidence, I'm going to do a story. I want an explanation on why this was not pursued, why the charges were refused. He reopened the case, notified the Harrison family that he was reopening the case and was planning to bring it to a grand jury. So the grand jury process is secret, and we don't know what's happening at this point, and we will see if they follow through, but it has gotten this case reopened.
One thing that astounds me, you know, and I've said this before, watching old TV shows where you'll see them go to a crime scene, they're walking all over everything, and it was before the days of of evidence gathering, you know, proper evidence gathering proceedings. I guess they didn't know what they didn't know, but this was 2022. And tell me what happened with the suspect and washing her hands. This just has me shaking my head.
Right. So they did not arrest Cache Sheldon. That's the girlfriend. And she had said on the 911 call that she and Nicholas were arguing about breaking up. And, you know, that led to some kind of a tussle, she says, over the gun. But she said that she was standing and ran up to him. But then she changed that to say that they were tussling on the bed. And so they bring her back to the station. They don't charge her. They haven't booked her or arrested her. They're just questioning her. And we have the interrogation video, hours of it. And they're asking her about this stuff, and then they need to process the scene and get the people in to do the gunshot residue tests on her fingers and her hands and to take DNA swabs from her. But in the 50 minutes they're waiting for them to come, she's allowed to go to the bathroom at the police station. And when she goes in there, she washes her hands and she removes some fake fingernails that she was wearing. So by the time they came in and did the crime lab testing of her hands for gunshot residue, she's already washed her hands. So the results of that were no good. It doesn't indicate whether she was the one who fired the weapon or not. And when you fire a weapon like this, there's always going to be some residue that gets on your hands if you're in contact with the weapon when it's fired, or even if you're close. So the fact that Nicholas Harrison, who was shot in the head, did not have gunshot residue on his hands is a very strong indicator that he was not the one who fired the weapon or even in contact with it when it happened. So this raises all kinds of questions, along with the fact that the wound indicates that it was shot from a distance, that makes it very hard to accept her explanation that he shot himself either by accident or whatever while they were tussling.
So you got two parts of this. You got the police investigating the case, allowing the suspect who was there, I don't know how she can, certainly a person of interest, if you don't use the word suspect, but blood on her hands, literally, to wash her hands before testing him. In 2022, I don't know how a civilian would let that happen. Just from watching crime shows, you would have to wonder how this happened with NOPD. Did they have anything to say about this?
They didn't. This is obviously an issue, and it's acknowledged in their own records. They indicate that she was allowed to wash her hands at the police station, and that cost them this very important piece of evidence. So I understand where you're coming from in asking that question. It certainly, this is an issue. This is a case where the evidence gathering was lacking. There were problems with it, but they gathered a lot of evidence that would have allowed the case to move forward, and it didn't at the DA's level with pressing charges. Because as I point out in the story, there's responsive verdicts in Louisiana. If they brought a murder charge against Cache Sheldon and the jury looked at it and said, well, we don't have enough evidence to prove that she did this in cold blood, but this she may have been responsible because of her negligence for causing him to be shot, or it might have been manslaughter in the heat of the moment as they were arguing, then they could convict her on that if they have enough evidence. So the question that the family has and that I raised to the DA's office was, why not push forward with this, with the evidence that you have? And there's more evidence that can be brought to bear with DNA testing and stuff that they sent to the state crime lab. So this case is very much alive now, but it was dormant for the last year and a half until I started asking questions.
Tell me about the wound to his head as well, because that, again, just as a layman, would seem like certainly enough reason to get an indictment.
Right. Well, I spoke to a forensic scientist, Peter Diacek, from the John Jay College of Criminal Justice in New York, and he was very definitive after reviewing the crime scene photos, the autopsy photos that showed the wound and the description from the coroner's office. that clearly show that there was no tattooing or soot left on the wound, which is something that happens when a gun, especially one of this caliber, is fired from a close distance. And the wound was very clean. There was no indication that there was any close contact with the weapon. So that is this indication. And as the in the arrest warrant, the police, the investigating detective, Miles Guerreri, clearly says this means that this gun was fired from multiple feet away, and makes it almost impossible for Nicholas Harrison to have been in contact with the gun when it was fired and when it killed him. So that's a very, very strong piece of evidence. And that's what the Harrison family is concerned about, is they had that evidence all along. They were waiting on other evidence from the crime lab, and they failed to capture the evidence by letting Cache Shelton wash her hands. But they had this very clear evidence that the forensic scientist said, and that the coroner said, was clear evidence of the gun being fired from a distance. So that's the question in their mind. Why not pursue this? And now the DA is apparently pursuing it.
The other question is, I don't know if this is part of it or not, but I would presume there's cameras all over the place, right? In 2022 in a hotel?
Well, that's a good question in terms of inside a hotel room.
Not in a room.
I don't know the answer.
Not in the room, but in the hallways and everything else. And you could see how she reacted.
Right. Well, so we have plenty of video, as I showed in the story, of her in the hallway after the police have arrived. But the hotel room, it's in the hotel room in the bed where he was shot. So there may not be video. I do not believe that there's video of the actual shooting that could be had. But there's clearly plenty of video of her and how she's acting and what she's doing in the moments and what she's saying in the moments after the shooting.
And if they let her wash her hands, I don't know. Do you know if they checked her cell phone or text messages or anything that was going on with it?
Well, they should have all of that evidence. Her cell phone was not entered into evidence. His was. She was using his cell phone when she called 911. And, you know, you don't want to rush to judgment, and you don't want to, I'm never going to do a story that says this person did this. I'm going to present the evidence just as, you know, a prosecutor would to a grand jury and to a jury and have them decide. This is a case where, you know, the concern, I'm sure, from the prosecutor's office was this a woman who was, you know, involved in an argument with a man and the gun went off by accident, and we don't want to charge her with something that she's not responsible for. But when you look at the totality of the evidence and how she changed her story about what happened over the course of the interrogation, it certainly raises questions about why not move forward.
Yeah, that phone thing bugs me, because going way back to Vince Marinello, they used the phone and triangulation and so forth to see where he was. Not that this was a situation of where she was, but you would have to wonder if she had a phone, if she sent any messages after this happened, and that could either be used to exonerate her or convict her, right?
Well, yeah, and we do have some evidence that came in after the fact, messages from family members of hers to family members of his, talking about her getting off and things like that. And potentially there's evidence from inside the jail when she was being held before she bonded out. So there's a lot more there that they can review. But I just reviewed the evidence that was public record from the crime scene and from the NOPD investigation. And that in and of itself, you know, was cause enough to do this story and to say, hey, here's the totality of the evidence that they had, and they didn't move forward with charging anybody for this death.
David, great work. I got to tell you, man, and certainly some questions, a lot more questions than have answers. So as it stands,
I'm going to keep on this. I mean, this is not over. You know, the with them reopening the case, now the question is, what did they do with it? Did they bring it to the grand jury, as they told the family they would, and you know, what's the result of that? Is there an indictment? And I'll be, you know, keeping my eye on that.
Thank you, David. Appreciate you and your work as always. You know that, David Hammer, WWL-TV investigative reporter, and it just, man, boggles my mind that they would let her wash her hands. with blood on her hands after somebody is shot and killed in a room, and she's right there. And I think anybody with common sense would say, no, you can't wash your hands till we test them, right? Anyway, we'll take a break, talk to Noel Norman about what he's got coming up when we return on WWL.